both of our readings today have this clear focus on sacrifice from the book of Sirach. It's a reminder that we often hear in the prophets that the greatest sacrifice is the way that we imitate the Lord in the life that we live. And so comparing the sacrifices that would often be made in the temple, the reading today points to those and says, it's not just making those in the temple, but it's also just how you're living your life. And so to observe the commandments, we're told today, is the equivalent of a sacrifice of a peace offering, which is a very clear kind of sacrifice that the Old Testament spells out. To make a work of charity for another one is equivalent to offering fine flour to the Lord. Giving alms to one in need is the equivalent of a sacrifice of praise. So all of that keeps before us just the goodness, how right it is to sacrifice to the Lord, not just in the formal worship, but in the way that we live our life. Peter, who reflects a new degree of sacrifice that is a response to the coming of the Lord Jesus, he says, Master, we've given up everything and followed you. And the depth of what we are asked to give back to God in light of Jesus is a new thing. It's new because all of our sacrifice ultimately is a response to how he first loved us. And in the fullness of God's love revealed and given to us in Christ, it is appropriate that we give everything we have back to him. Everything. And that's true no matter what our state in life is. The hard thing is keeping our heart in a place where it's love for him, our hearts being completely changed by the love he first gave us, letting that love be the motivation behind our sacrifice. It can be tempting to get it backwards, where we make a sacrifice of something to the Lord, but we think mistakenly, I'm initiating that, and because I did that, now he owes me. And you can almost perhaps hear a little bit of that in Peter himself. We've given up everything and followed you. Like, what are we going to get for this? But the reward of a sacrifice of love is the love itself. And you know that in your marriages, and you know that with your children. You know and can call to mind those moments when you willingly, out of love, made some sacrifice for your spouse or for your kids, and you did it just because of your love for them, and acting on that love was reward enough. You weren't looking to get anything back. That is where we want to pray and ask the Lord for our hearts to be. The book of Sirach says, when you make sacrifices, do not think for a moment that you're going to bribe God. Offer no bribes. These he does not accept. Nor think that you can extort him. Look at all that I did, Lord. And now, if you don't do something for me, then I'm going to cut it off. And the book of Sirach is just really clear. It's totally backwards that way. So his love for us, what we've experienced in the Lord Jesus, that's the first thing. He always takes the initiative with that. And then we pray, Lord, help me to give myself back to you in sacrifice. Help me to do that. Not because I'm looking for a reward, even though you promise it. No one who's given up house or brothers or sisters or mother or father, and all of that for my sake and the sake of the gospel, who will not receive 100 times more. He promises that, but that can never be the motivation. It needs to be love for the sake of love. And so that calls us back to just the core of our whole relationship with him, which is letting our hearts be in a place where we are daily allowing him in the sacraments here at the altar, in the confessional, through scripture, we're allowing him to continually remind us and help us experience the depth of his love for us, so that with that love right before us, it becomes the most joyful thing that we could do, to give and to make a sacrifice back in return to him who first loved us and first gave of himself for us.